I'm just going to pray for Maliama now. God.
Okay, so I just want to start by saying I'm very grateful to be able to speak with you all. So this morning, I'm going to be talking about God's timing, and this is something that's really impacted me recently and has become very important in my life. So last year in 2017, it was the most difficult year I've faced emotionally and mentally. And towards the end of the year and the beginning of this year was at its hardest. So one of the sort of reasons behind that was school. I just felt very overwhelmed by the amount of coursework I had to complete because I was doing 5 hires. So when you go to senior level, you have your national 5s, then you have your hires and your advanced hires. So it was a lot of work. And it was also near prelim time, so you do your mock exams. So it was just like you had to get your head down and study. And I just felt as well a lot of pressure to know what I wanted to do in the future, because when you reach fourth year, school kind of want you to have this sort of clear direction of where you want to go after school, and I kind of struggled with that, and I just felt like I needed to be doing so much to try and achieve this goal. And I just remember staying up really late on school nights, and it'd be because I was trying to finish work I couldn't complete in the day that I had to do for the next day, or it'd be because I tried to cram in a bit of last-minute revision for a NAB, which is like these tests you have to pass to be able to sit the final exam, or it'd just be simply because I was just feeling really stressed because of all this school stuff that was going on. And during this as well, I felt a lot of self-doubt, and it's something I still struggle with today that I'm working through. And I remember always comparing myself to everyone around me, because for me, it felt like my life was going so bad, and it went from the outside of everyone else, it was like they were doing so well, and you know, that was really hard to see. And just overall, I felt really miserable during this time, and I just remember I'd always be crying because I was so upset and I wasn't in a happy place. And then fast forward to December, someone really close to me became unwell, and I really struggled to cope with seeing people like in pain, because like I just stress and I like overthink about the situation. And this person became ill quite quickly, and it seemed quite serious, and this was really hard for me because I hadn't seen them in a way like this before. But I just remember straight away praying continually for God to heal this person, but over time I just didn't see any results, and it just felt like the person was getting worse. And I came to the point where I found out the illness the person had, and it just really broke me. And from then on, I was always removing myself because I'd just cry looking at them and seeing what they had to go through. And And this really just put me in a really bad place. And with school on top of this now, it just made me isolate myself, and I stayed at home a lot, and I didn't go out with my friends, and I didn't want to talk to anyone, and I just felt like I couldn't stay strong. And this really was the time where I began to doubt God's healing and also the power of prayer, because it just wasn't working for me. I just felt like God couldn't do anything. And you look at the Bible, and from beginning to end, it highlights tons of healings, and a lot of them being miraculous and a lot very instant healings. For example, Jesus curing people with really severe diseases and helping the blind people see again, and even bringing the dead back to life, which is just incredible. And it was like, if God could help out all these people, then why couldn't he do the same for me? And why couldn't he answer my prayers? And I just remember feeling a lot of frustration and anger and just disappointment that God wasn't helping me. And I remember one specific night, I was just really feeling down, and I locked myself in my room, and I was on my phone on Instagram, and this girl posted this message, and she's a Christian as well, and it said this. It said, "We're so stressed out today because we believe everything needs to happen right now. We forget that everything happens in God's timing." And this message was just exactly what I needed to see, and it was just at the exact right time I needed to see it when I was feeling like this. And I just remember reading it over and over because I couldn't believe what I was reading and what I was, you know, taking in. And it was just a complete massive eye-opener for me, and it really transformed the state I was in and my perspective on God and how he works in our lives. And I'm very much a perfectionist and organizer, and I always try and get my own way, so it meant I was so focused on seeing school life get easier and better and that person to have full healing straight away, because that's how I'd wanted it. You know, if it was up to me, you know, all those things would be happening straight away. I'd see results because that's how, I wanted to just end the suffering and how down I was feeling. So yet not seeing those results was why it was so difficult for me. And I remember after we'd seen that message, not long after, I took my time to read the Bible. And I was reading in Habakkuk, and it's chapter 1, verses 2 to 3. And Habakkuk is crying out to the Lord here, and he says, "How long, Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen? Or cry out to you violence, but you do not save? Why do you make me look at injustice? Why do you tolerate wrongdoing? Destruction and violence are before me. There is strife and conflict events." And I remember just reading this passage, and I just couldn't believe how much I could relate to Habakkuk and just the way I'd been feeling. Everything Habakkuk said just summed up how I'd felt towards God. And I think sometimes as Christians, when we're going through like a rough time and we feel like life isn't getting better, we just can't understand why God isn't doing anything to help, especially if it's something that's an ongoing thing. And for me, it just felt like God had turned away and he wasn't listening to me. But then if we go back to Habakkuk, in verse 5, God replies to Habakkuk and he says, "Look at the nations and watch and be utterly amazed. For I am going to do something in your days that you would not believe even if you were told." And I think God's reply to Habakkuk just shows how perfect his timing is, because when he says to Habakkuk, he says, "Look at the nations and watch," it just shows us that we need to be patient with God, because when we put that trust in him and when we know that he's going to work in his timing, like he said to Habakkuk, he said, we'll be utterly amazed. You know, the results will be incredible, but we just have to believe. And in the last part of the verse, "For I'm going to do something in your days that you would not believe even if you were told," it just shows that God surpasses our expectations every single time. You know, he'll always go farther and greater than what we initially wanted. And that is because he's a faithful and loving God and he wants the best for us. And I think as well, sometimes when we go through things that are just, when we go through like trials and hurdles that just seem impossible to get out of and they're just the really worst you've ever experienced, I think we can feel like there's no way out and stuff, but you know, God will always make a way, and that's something we have to remember. In Attic recently, a few of us were discussing prayer, and we were talking about how God has three responses for our prayer requests. So the first one is yes, because this is part of God's plan for you. The second is no, because God has even better plans for you. And the third is not right now, be patient and wait for God's timing for it to happen. And that third response became so important to me, because I now knew how God works in my life, and I'd put that trust in him and just knew that I just had to wait for it to happen. And with time, school life has gotten so much better for me. Just back in May, I completed my 5 higher exams and they went really, really well. And you know, I praise God for that, because I couldn't have gone through that time without him. My emotional and mental well-being has gotten so much better this year compared to last year. And also the person who was unwell has been healed incredibly. And, you know, they still should have been taking medication, but because of God's healing, they've been made well. So I just want to encourage all of you, you know, no matter what you face in your life, you will overcome it because you have God on your side. And, you know, he's always going to be there even if you don't feel like it. And I think in my instance, God wanted me to stay in that season for longer because he wanted me to learn, because I hadn't been through something like that before. And you know, now when I go through something like that again, I know how to react to it, and I know that I just need to trust in him and wait for him to help. And we just need to remember that God's intentions are always good, and he doesn't make us go through things because he wants us to suffer, even though at that present time it can feel like you're just alone and nothing's working out. But, you know, God always has a reason behind why we need to wait. So for anyone who's going through a hard time right now or just is waiting for prayers to answer, if you believe and trust in the Lord that he will help with what you need, then put your focus on something else, because, you know, you've laid that at the foot of the cross and it's in God's hands now. And from personal experience, you're only going to feel worse dwelling on the things going wrong in your life, because you don't know how long God wants you to wait, you know, for that that prayer to be answered. But, you know, that doesn't mean just forget about it. You know, you have to keep continuing to pray into the situation, but just look at the positive aspects in your life. And I think something, as Christians, something that's really important to remember is just to always count your blessings, what God's blessed you with. In my community Bible experience group in Attic, we were talking about how sometimes we can just see God as help, and it's like he's the doctor, and we're his patients, and we go to him to prescribe us medication for our problems, and then he gives it to us, and we're satisfied, and that's it, and we just go back again when we've got another problem. But, you know, God is so much more than that, and there's so much we can talk to him about and give him praise for instead of just going to him when we need something resolved. And I know in my life, there's so much God's blessed me with. You know, I can give thanks that I have such a loving family, and I can give thanks that I can wake up knowing every single day I'm going to have food provided for me at every single meal. And most importantly, I can give thanks that I have the freedom to come to church, and I can worship God without the fear of being persecuted like so many people do around the world. And as I look back at that season I was in, even though last year, and especially towards the end of the year and this year, was the most difficult time I'd faced, it was really where I felt most close to God. And I remember always going along to these events where preachers would say that, like when they were in a stormy season, they felt closest to God, and I never used to believe it because I couldn't understand how it was possible. But for me, it wasn't until I'd come out of that season and I've reflected and looked back, that's where I understood all the places God had been and where he was working. And God's really just taught me so much about his perfect plan for my life and the people around me's life. And he's just helped me to realize how important it is to know that things happen in his perfect timing and not our own. And he's just really shown his unconditional love and faithfulness, even when I doubted him and I felt most distant from him. And I just kind of want to end with this final verse, which is Psalm 34, verse 18, which says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." So I just want to encourage you all today, just don't lose heart in God when things are, you know, not working out or going well, because you just need to trust in him and know that he knows best and he's working in his timing. So thank you.